Thank you for calling.
Okay, we're back. So there we have it.
Okay, well, let's take a step back. Because first of all, Big Fatty
obviously
hasn't been paying attention to my Twitter if he's criticizing me only being shirtless Jay. Because anyone that's paid any attention to my Twitter knows that. Second of all, I actually do have pantsless Jay, or at least I did on Twitter, and was doing the two separate accounts for a while, trying to keep the shirtless one a little more... Well, I was going to say more G-rated, but how about a little less X-rated? But that just gets to be a pain in the ass.
Right.
So Big Fatty, open your eyes a little more. No.
He is old.
You said it, not me. But if nothing else, maybe it'll draw more attention to it when I post pictures with the big metal, 2-inch cock ring on.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Okay, well, let's take a step back. Big Fatty gets to be a pain in the ass.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3725 of BFO for Monday the 16th of May 2022. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm gonna tell you all about my weekend. Yes, Big Fatty! Big Fatty, hi everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you are flowers, Big Fatty, delicate flowers like Holly. No, not necessarily delicate. But y'all, you are flowers today because y'all, you're crazy flowers today because y'all, today is the full moon, and it's the flower moon. Oh, Big Fatty, that sounds like everyone's gonna be blooming crazy today. Well, Big Fatty, does the old gal know about this? Well, she probably does, but she probably doesn't realize. But, y'all, and by the way, Sunday night there was an eclipse, a total eclipse of the heart. Big Fatty! What does that mean? Soon we will be older. Big Fatty, speaking of older.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Happy birthday. Yeah, I got to see y'all today. Today, the 16th of May, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, you heard him. You heard him at the beginning of today's little show. He's the official narcissist of Pride 48. I don't know that for sure, but Big Fatty, there's so many. I don't know if you can narrow it down to one. Well, probably not. But this person, y'all, they used to do a little show called Shit, S-C-H-I-T, or S-C-H-I-D-T. I don't remember exactly how it was spelled, but y'all hoping it's gonna come back one day. But Big Fatty, wouldn't that be the shit? Well, it would. But y'all, you heard him at the beginning of today's little show, along with the turnip head. Y'all, I'm talking about the man with the muscles, the photographer extraordinaire, and more importantly, the husband to Eli. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than Shirtless Jay. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Shirtless Jay. We do indeed. And y'all, he used to do Pantsless Jay. Big Fatty, I know Miss La 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 Lauren used to love to go over there and see the peen. That was before she got married. And, you know, now that Eli's in the picture, I don't think Pantsless Jay is around very much anymore. But, you know, who knows? You know, nothing ever disappears from the inner tube. So, y'all, if you see Shirtless Jay on the Twitty or the Metaspace, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I know he'll get a big old piece of cake. No, Big Fatty, I take that back. But Eli will get one piece and Shirtless Jay will get the rest of the cake. Yes, Big Fatty! Abs be damned!
Happy birthday!
See, y'all, last time I spoke to you was Thursday when I recorded the little show. Y'all can't remember anything of note from Thursday. Young Nicholas didn't come by. It was just a quiet evening here in the villa. I got up on Friday. And y'all did all of my normal to-dos, did my Sudoku, did the Wordle, had my coffee, had my breakfast, did my nipple. Y'all have done the nipple walks all weekend long, y'all, and y'all, it's getting hot. It's getting hot. It's supposed to be in the mid-90s this week. Big Fatty. And, y'all, you know, that means the air conditioner's got to be set. Big Fatty, I understand Miss Lauren doesn't want hers set as high as yours. Well, you know, she married into money. And, you know, so it doesn't matter. You know, Big Fatty, y'all, I'm a pensioner. And so I set my thermostat at 78. Yes, Big Fatty, Archer said you're just a cheap-ass old man. Well, that too. But anyway, y'all, speaking of an old man, y'all, I am out. We were supposed to get all kinds of rain. All kinds of rain Thursday night and during the day on Friday. Y'all, we may have gotten a passing shower that lasted about 2 minutes. And y'all, so I had put out, you know, put Fern Gully out on the sidewalk to get it all watered up and everything, you know, the complimentary rain. y'all, it just didn't happen. So y'all, I was hanging the ferns in the nice pots back up on hanging from the eaves of the villa. And y'all, I put the other big pots of the big ferns, I put them out in between the bushes in the front, you know, just to kind of fill in and make it just make it more fern girly-ish. And so y'all, I was doing that, and y'all, I had put the plant food on them and everything, and came out, and you know, when you put that plant food, you had to shake it on, you know, the Miracle Grow. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, I thought that was called the Viagra. Well, that's a Miracle Grow also. What was I saying? So I had to sweep up the excess plant food that had gotten on the sidewalk and everything. And y'all, I finished all that and got everything looking nice out front. And y'all, I came into the kitchen and I went to wash my hands. And y'all, my hand is covered in blood. My left arm, y'all, it looks like I've put on opera length red glove on that side. Y'all, evidently I scraped myself on something. Y'all, it didn't hurt. I didn't know I did it. but y'all, I've got two inch long scrapes that run parallel to each other. Y'all, it doesn't hurt, and I put some Neosporin on it, and the bleeding stopped and everything. It did not require a trip to the emergency room, but anyway, this is just, y'all, this is another thing about getting older. You know, Archer said, oh, old people like it warm in the house. Well, y'all, let me just tell you something. The older you get, the thinner your skin gets. Oh, Big Fatty, you've got a thick skin. Well, and in fact, and you don't have just one, two, or three skins. You've got four. And Big Fatty, I've become as vulgar as you. But anyway, y'all, your skin, it just becomes tissue paper. It just becomes tissue paper. And anyway, that's all I wanted to say about that. But y'all, we had had the group over. Y'all, we got out. We utilized the back porch this week. We did not sit on the veranda of the villa. We sat on the back porch because, you know, I've got the new swing and I got the new table with the stools. And then I had two other chairs out there. Y'all, I'll tell you about this in a minute, but I need a little, something like a little coffee table to put, you know, everybody can put the cocktails on and everything. But that's on order. I'll tell you about that in a minute. But anyway, and y'all, it was lovely. It was just lovely out there. There was a nice breeze blowing, had the fan on. It was me and Granny and Durwood and young Ryan and a little bit later, young Nicholas showed up. Y'all, he peeked out the door. It's about, I thought Durwood was going to shat himself. Big Fatty, we're waiting on Shot Week. but anyway, and y'all, for the appetizers, Granny was providing the pizza pie. Oh, Big Fatty, he goes all out when he does that. He does. Little Caesars. Y'all, I had the Nip went out of town. He and his sister went to find the Fountain of Youth down in St. Augustine. Big Fatty, I hope he can find it before all those illnesses he has takes him out. Well, we'll see. But y'all, when one of the times last week that we went to the Costco, he got the half a ham. And y'all, I've bought this before, and it's too much. It's just too much. And so he had been eating ham. Y'all, he was turning pink. He had had so much ham. Big Fatty. He got down to near the end of it, the butt of it, if you will. Big Fatty, you love a pig butt. I do. he says, would you like the rest of this? And I said, yes, I'll make the ham solid. And also, I had made the ham solid. You know, Big Fatty has the secret recipe. It's ham. I use the chopper that the Haunt Cub and Haunt Daddy gave to me. Y'all, it works wonderful. Just wonderful. And and then you put in the yellow mustard. And y'all, I had about 10% of a big thing of yellow mustard. And so I squirted that in there. And that really wasn't enough. But I also put in the Worcestershire sauce. So I put that in and I shake it up and it kind of comes out looking like old Crooked Hat Sydney's diarrhea. Anyway, y'all, it made for a delicious ham solid, and I had that with some just little crackers and pretzels and bugles and some chow chow. And y'all, everybody just raved about the ham solid. Oh, Big Fatty, Granny said it's all right. Then we had the pizza pie. and chicken wings. We had chicken wings too. And yeah, we took a picture and we sent it to Mr. Pickle and we sent it to the Nip. And Mr. Pickle sent us a picture. He was still at work. This was about 7 p.m. in the evening here. So he was just getting off. He was just getting off work. Big Fatty, are you going to vomit? Maybe. But Big Fatty, is it the ham solid? I think it is. And y'all, he had on his fluorescent yellow vest. And we all commented on how nice he looked in fluorescent. And he says, oh, you should see my hard hat, Big Fatty. That is vulgar. It is. But one moment, please. Y'all, I'm having the hot tea. And anyway, I and young Ryan brought homemade cookeries, the Nip says, I've been trying to eat your cookies since I met you. And so, y'all, this big bag of young Ryan's cookeries waiting on the Nip when he gets home. But Big Fatty, I think he meant something else. Well, we all know he meant something else, but it's creepy. But anyway, let's see. After they all left, y'all, I just caught up on some things on the TV machine. Y'all, this is the other thing. Friday night, y'all, this is a grannyism if you've ever heard one. I don't know how we got on the subject, but Oklahoma, reworked for the modern day, it's coming to Charleston this week, and the commercial is, oh, what a beautiful morning, and then at the end it goes, Oklahoma, O-K-L-A-H-O-M-A, Oklahoma. Big Fatty the Tater just had a short week. But y'all, Granny kept saying, oh, that sounds exactly like the theme from Green Acres. So y'all, we were singing the words to Green Acres to the tune of Oklahoma. It was like, Green Acres is the place we want to be. Farm living land and fresh air, no more Times Square. Oh, Green Acres, y'all. It was y'all, and Granny just kept saying, "No, it's exactly the same as Green Acres." And and you know, then we say, "Oklahoma is the place to be." I don't know, y'all, but it was. Y'all, only Granny could come up with this. But y'all, it was busy weekend. I hadn't even gotten to Sunday yet. So y'all, I'll have to finish telling you about the rest of the weekend on tomorrow's little show. Yes, Big Fatty! Oh dear gosh, y'all, I hope you have a lovely... just a lovely Monday. Y'all, I saw over there at the BFO that Moose P said that the petroleum up there where he lives, $4.19 a gallon for regular. That's not for ethyl or for high test. That's just regular Big Fatty. What is the world coming to? I don't know. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the Turnip Head. He had special guest Shirtless Jay on there. And Shirtless Jay, when you think about Big Fatty, what do you say to people?
Okay, well, let's take a step back. Big Fatty gets to be a pain in the ass.
Oh, well, that would not be known as breaking news. I think everybody knows that.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.